This is a special episode of the Horses in the Morning Show on September 29th, 2014. We are thrilled to provide you with the audio of the Sandy Lovato Stampede of Dreams Memorial Concert with Templeton Thompson and Sam Gay. Join us for some wonderful music to honor a very special woman and an organization she put her heart and soul into. Visit stampedeofdreams.org for more details on how you can help keep this amazing program working with children and adults with special needs going. The sound quality is not perfect because it is coming off a radio feed, but you can imagine yourself sitting in Frankie Lovato's backyard with all of Sandy's friends on a beautiful day in Ohio listening to our friends Templeton Thompson and Sam Gay. Enjoy.
Again, I want to thank everybody that's here, and I want to thank the people that are out there listening live to Sandy Lovato's Memorial Concert with Templeton Thompson and Sam Gay. I want to thank you all that are here personally, but also those that are listening. And for the folks to know that are here, this show is actually going to be archived in Jockey World Radio, so we can listen to this forever. Right, Templeton? Sam? Anyway, without further ado, I'm going to let Sam and Templeton get started playing. But for those that are out there that are wondering what they can do, and at first I got to say for everybody, the support in Sandy's memory has been amazing. I don't want to cry. Anyway, here's Sam and Tempe. You can go to stampedeofdreams.org if anybody wants to try to help donate to our Winter Horse program and to stampedeofdreams.org. So here's Sam and Tempe, and we'll talk more about that later.
Hey, y'all. It's called A Horse That Can Fly. Love you, Sandy.
Yeah.
Crazy, and it's about following your dreams, and we know that beautiful Sandy did just that. So here's to following your dreams, doing what you love. Kick it off there, Wichita. She's all of 9 weeks old. She's white with black and gray kind of spots, and she's climbing up on stage with us right now, so it's really cool. She just ran stampeding across the yard here in the backyard. We're so blessed, and, you know, there's just something about the four-legged too, just make us two-legged feel better, huh? Help us heal. Speaking of that, if I get all choked up, which I'm kind of starting to do that, I'm gonna hand it over to my wonderful husband, Sam, to sing y'all a song so I can regroup. We're so happy to be here.
We are, and we've got a good crowd, too. Let them hear you out there.
Yeah, come on, y'all.
Look at that. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for being here. Templeton and I met Frankie and Sandy at a horse expo, and I'm trying to remember which one, but we travel all over the country playing at horse events, and they were out with the Equisizer.
Are you all right there, cowboy?
And we met them, and it was instant family, and feel so blessed to know those guys. But we were, at one point, Templeton and I were down in Houston, I believe, and we got a call about coming out to Denver to play a show, and it was the Rocky Mountain Horse Expo. And we went out there and played it, and we were on our way back to Nashville from Denver, and the route to get from one to the other is straight across Kansas. And Kansas is beautiful. And apologies to anybody in Kansas that's listening. Kansas is a lot the same from left to right if you're driving it. And it, again, beautiful. But it's kind of a pattern of wheat field, silo, tractor, wheat field, silo, tractor, wheat field for about 8 million miles. And so we're cruising across Kansas, and suddenly it was like wheat field, silo, tractor, boat. There was a boat sitting in the middle of a wheat field, and I thought, you know, somebody there is my kind of people. And I'm going to write a song about them. Captain Philo Jones was the captain of his home, the finest vessel never set to sea. He'd built her from the ground, and every plank from stern to bow was dry docked in a landlocked field of wheat. Well, he loved boats but feared the water, quoted Melville and hated Faulkner, and longed to smell the salty ocean breeze. By the sun he could tell time, and by the moon he knew the tides. By the stars he charted the course into his dreams. And he sailed against the grain, far beyond those Kansas plains. About mermaid songs and whales, creatures from the deep that he dreamed of. The only time he'd seen the sea, he felt it trembling in his knees. And he wondered, was it fear or was it love? So he sailed against the grain, far beyond those Kansas plains. Floating on the amber waves, he sailed against the grain. Yeah, he sailed against the grain, far beyond those Kansas plains.
That you can go to stampedeofdreams.org and you can make a donation in beautiful Sandy's name and in her honor, And I wish you guys could see the beautiful people that I'm seeing out in front of me that are out here in Frankie's backyard. It's just so cool that we're just out here hanging out, and so much light here. And I personally wish we were here under different circumstances, but we're just all hanging out and doing a little show. But I know that Sandy is here with us. I have felt her all day long and seen her. Life on planet Cowgirl. Being a big and working hard and having fun, making sure you make the most of every breath you take. Knowing that day ain't just another day going by. everybody out there in radio world, we just want to make sure just to keep reminding you that it's so important, if you're listening, that you can go to stampedeofdreams.org and you can make a donation in beautiful Sandy Lovato's name and in her honor. And that helps this beautiful organization that is Stampede of Dreams continue doing what they're doing, healing people with horses. This work is so important, and God knows we all know how important it was to Miss Sandy. So we got to keep this going for her and for everyone who needs it, and for Frankie. And I just love these beautiful people. And he's standing right beside me. Do you feel like saying something, Rockstar Cowboy?
Again, for the live audience out there, we are recording this. It's on our radio podcast. So there's people all over the country that are listening to this. And if someone wants to make a donation in Sandy's name, just visit stampedeofdreams.org. And there's a donation tab. It's very easy to do. And we just really thank everyone for their support. And, of course, Templeton and Sam for being here today for us. So thank you.
We love you very, very, very much. So we'll sing some more songs. How about that? This is one that Sammy went off and wrote without me, which was just not cool. He does that sometimes. You know, it's amazing. It's fun to get to brag on my man over here. He is one of the most talented people, in my opinion, the most talented person on the planet. And I get to spend my life just being this close to him pretty much every day, right? Especially when we were touring as crazy hard as we were there for a while. And we're actually kind of doing one of those right now. We're here in Ohio in Frankie's wonderful backyard with all of y'all. And next week we'll head to Oklahoma.
We're doing the
Oak States. We're doing the Oak States. That's true. And we're really excited, and we're just so blessed to get to do what we love to do. And I'm so lucky that I get to listen to this man sing all the time. It's so cool.
I appreciate the compliments, but I really don't need that kind of pressure.
Okay. But it's all true. It's so true. It's called "That Dream in Blue." I made a little rhyme accidentally, and that was kind of fun. Goes like this.
go.
Thank y'all. Let's go. Beautiful day. And it is gorgeous out here.
Building to our right, and the store was way smaller than that.
Equitizer building, baby.
It is.
It is the Equitizer building.
Which is massive.
Which is awesome.
But, so this little store building was tiny, but the guy had everything in the world in it. He had, you know, new pair of boots if you needed a new pair of boots. He had a pocket watch if you needed a pocket watch. They had a deli case that was full of really scary stuff. Pimento loaf, liverwurst, and bologna that was just the wrong color. And, but that old place stayed with me in my memory, and it's long gone now. In fact, we drove by there not long ago, and there's a tree growing where the old store used to be. So I decided that that old place needed an anthem, needed a song about it. So I wrote this one, and it's called Shoes and Cheese. Stove. There's a big brown pickle barrel filled to the brim, and there's a checker game going on. Old men sitting around swapping lies, bragging about the one that got away. There's a kid in the corner chomping on a fried pie. He got sugar all over his face. There's a gas pump out front where you can get her filled up and take him on down the road. But if you've got time, you ought to step inside. Charlie Stevens, eating dry goods, eating shoes and cheese and more. Charlie don't mind if you poke around. He figures folks have got to be somewhere. But don't look over old John T's shoulder. He don't like when people stare. Get a plain bologna sandwich for $1.09 or a custom cut length of change. Well, except for the prices on the Sinclair sign, things pretty much stay the same. Get a gas pump out front where you can get her filled up to take you on down the road. But if you've got time, you ought to step inside. Charlie's feeding seed and dry good beef and shoes and cheese and more.
Funny thing is, I feel a bit like
a bit of, like, a hypocrite to write a song about moonshine when I don't drink it, you know? And he said, that's okay, it doesn't matter. So anyway, we wound up writing this little ditty. It's called Stillhouse Jane. And I'll also tell you, if you feel so moved to get on Google some one of these fine days and just Google Stillhouse Jane, you'll find our video. And we had so much fun making that video. We went to the still in Culpeper. And I'll just say that I have a bit of an alter ego in the video, and that was all my Uncle Chuck dreaming up, which was really cool. And we had way too much fun. He's dancing with me, and they were making moonshine that day, and we're pretty sure we got a contact buzz. It was kind of wild in Culpeper, Virginia that day. And if you ever watch the show Moonshiners, make sure to watch again this year, because Uncle Chuck's going to be back on the show. He was on the first season, and he's going to be back. And you'll know Uncle Chuck because if you took a picture of Jed Clampett and my Uncle Chuck Miller and you superimpose them, they are one and the same. It is the coolest thing. Love you, Uncle Chuck. All right, it's called Stillhouse Jane.
Been down streets of gold,
watch people sell their souls for everything they're told will make them feel alright. And I bought right in, make and spend. But the more I did, the less I felt alive. Enough was never enough.
Wonderful afternoon here a few years ago, and we giggled. Oh my
hard that day. Frankie taught me how to ride an equalizer. I got a great workout. I was like, it was awesome. I got to learn about how they're made. We talked about Stampede of Dreams. I think I kind of recall that Sandy didn't want to be on camera, so that was like kind of funny. We're like, no, come on, get in the shot. We had so much fun. And so yeah, this song is just about all of us who strive to do what we love, no matter how hard that can be sometimes. You know, I can speak for what we do for a living. It is not easy. And there are days that I definitely do call it work, but at the same time, it's work that I love to do. So I just dedicate this to Sandy, to Frankie, to everyone here at Stampede of Dreams, everyone with Equalizer, just everybody out there who is, by God, doing what they love, come hell or high water, you know? It's an important thing to dream and do what you love, and to live to run. Go like this. This moment, I'm laying all that on the line. How can I? family about popcorn. Hello, handsome popcorn. For those of you out listening in radio land, you can't see the beautiful moment happening here between this beautiful lady and this beautiful pony, who is the rock star here at Stampede of Dreams. Popcorn, and he apparently has decided and declared that I Love to Run is his song too. We love Popcorn. He's been singing all day, you guys. It's been adorable. Just very, very low. Precious Popcorn knicker. And I told him earlier, because my baby girl, Jane, she knickers like that. A really low Kathleen Turner kind of knicker. And so we had to figure out, because he's a boy, so he doesn't knicker like Kathleen Turner. That wouldn't be very cool to say to Popcorn. So we have to figure out what cool, amazing rock star he sounds like when he knickers so beautifully. We love you, Popcorn. You're beautiful. And speaking of, he's a Palomino pony, right, you guys? He is a stunningly beautiful Palomino pony. And we have a song about a Palomino pony. Palomino horse. Palomino. It's called Lesson in Their Song. It goes like this.
I'm going to give you a couple seconds. I need you to go and get a pencil piece of paper and write this down. Wait. Alright, got it? Good. Write down stampedeofdreams.org. Now, after this broadcast is over, I need you to take your little internet fingers and navigate over to stampedeofdreams.org and check out what this organization does. And after you do, you're going to want to click on the donate button and give most of your money to this organization. So just letting you know.
You're a good man, Sam.
Now I'll sing a song. My dad was a he passed away about 18 years ago now, but he was an awesome guy. Dad was a collector. He was not real super specific about what he collected, so he wound up with a lot of stuff. Dad would go to Big Lots. Y'all got Big Lots up here? Okay. Dad would go to Big Lots, and he'd go to that 4-foot by 4-foot table back in the tool section where everything's $5 or $4 or $3 or whatever. And he would buy stuff that he was going to need one of these days. He would buy, like, magnet on an extendable stick or mirror on a stick or wheel, you know, some sort of wheel puller or just something that he was going to need one of these days. And he would put it away, and one of these days would roll around, and he would need that thing that he bought at Big Lots way back, and he could never find it, so he'd have to go buy a new one. And which economically, you know, was good for Big Lots, but not so much for him. But a couple of years ago, my mom moved away from the house where they had lived, and I was cleaning out the basement, which is where Dad's domain was, and I was going through drawers and finding packages of unopened widgets and things. Literally found mirror on a stick and little clampy thing on a bendy stick that you could reach down into the carburetor and get that the screw that you dropped in the carburetor that you were working on that you probably shouldn't have been working on anyway. So.
And the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
I'll own that.
You'll own it? Okay. It's true, but it's so precious.
I've got all those packaged specialty tools at my house now. They're all safe in a drawer somewhere, and I'll need them someday, and I'll go buy new ones. Just call There's a Place for Everything. Cars. They remind him of his younger days. He keeps his memories scattered all over the place. And he's a pack rat of some great repute, a fact that no man can dispute. The mom just shakes her head and sighs to keep her kitchen clean. There's a place for everything. Find anything. I guess he's comforted just knowing that it's always there if he needs it. He's built sheds and barns to house his stuff. There are shelves and bins and hooks and dust. His little empire fills him up with pride. The neighbors cringe. He just smiles. Sure, I'll catch up in time.
full of rusted bolts and two drawers packed with older babies that died long ago. And ashes from an old wood stove. There's a workbench piled with wires and screws. And thinks he's not sure what they do. He's got stacks of shingles and a perfect roof. And old electric motors, too. Thank you.
horsemanship DVD series called The Seven Clinics with Buck Brannaman, and it's
Horsemanship DVD is up on a whole new level. It set the bar, and she asked us to do the music for that, and that was quite an honor. And one of the songs that you'll hear in that DVD series is a song called Believe. And again, just to say to everybody out there in Radio Land, please, like Sammy said, just take a minute, write down stampedeofdreams.org, check out what they're doing here, and you won't be able to not say, I have to donate as much as I possibly can. And it could be that you're listening and maybe you live just down the street from here and you have never met Frankie and Sandy, and maybe you're feeling moved to want to come help and volunteer at Stampede of Dreams. I know they could always use help. So, and even if you're just feeling moved, you want to come reach out and just send love to these beautiful people. So, stampedeofdreams.org. Don't forget. And don't forget to, above all else, believe. Hope you love with all your heart. Always finish what you start. If love gets rough, I hope you stay the course. Always choose your battles well. When you need it, ask for help. Fight like hell for what's worth fighting for. Keep the sunshine on your face, the cold wind at your back. I hope you laugh until you cry, and cry until you laugh. Count your blessings every day. Don't forget to dream above all.
Concert is finished, but again, I want to thank Templeton and Sam.
Sam Gay, which is an amazing singer-songwriter himself, and Templeton's been a blessing and an angel in our lives. Thank you all. And so you guys do one more song, and then we're going to tell Radioland goodbye, and then we don't want anybody here to leave in the live portion. Just, you know, stay still, and we'll talk about some more fun stuff. Sam and Tempe will probably take a little bit of a break. Maybe they'll come back on later. But there's still some more fun to have here with y'all. So here you guys go.
Frankie. Oh, I love this man. You guys give a big round of applause. Thank you, Frankie Lovato. Angel of a man, and we love him so, so, so much. And we love Miss Kayla. We love everybody here. You guys are all absolutely beautiful. And I think I seem to recall that Sweet Sandy, she dug this song. I think she likes this next song that I'm going to do. And so we'll send it out to beautiful, beautiful Sandy. We know you're with us today, and you're always with us. And just, I know you guys right here, sitting here right now, I know you're the kind of people who tell the ones you love that you love them. Oh, my God. And you live every day like it is, you know, you don't know. Unfortunately, we don't know. So just do like Sandy did. Be like Sandy. That's my motto these days because, man, she just works so hard.
What is it?
y'all for being here so much. Thank you folks at home for listening. Frankie's going to come back and say a couple of words, I think.
Thank y'all so much for having us. I love you, Frankie. We love you, Sandy.
Like I said, this is going to conclude our radio portion of the podcast that's going out there all around the country. And maybe we can talk Sam and Tempe to come up and do a couple more songs afterwards. But we're going to end the radio podcast now. But for those that are out there, and of course you all, and I'm going to get to say thank you again to those that are personally here, but those that couldn't make it, we just want to thank you for all the support, the love and support. Sandy's dream, her passion, her legacy, the Stamping of Dreams.
Just don't forget out there what Frankie's letting you guys know. Go to stampedeofdreams.org. Everybody out there, please, 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 and just be moved like we all are by the beautiful legacy of beautiful Sandy Lovato and this wonderful man, Frankie Lovato, and Stampede of Dreams and what they do. Please donate. Please help. Please come volunteer. If you live down the road, if you live an hour away, if you live 5 hours away and you just feel so moved and you want to come help, make sure that this healing work continues. Please go to stampedeofdreams.org and in honor of Miss Sandy Lovato, donate, okay? Today, right now, do it. Dream big, work hard, have faith. We love you, Frankie.
Thank you, everyone. And to Kayla, that's been my assistant. She's been working the radio show software. Kayla, we can close the show with Templeton Thompson. Thank you all out in Radio Land for listening and your support once again. Thank you.
To get a little air so I can breathe again. Got a thirst in my heart, hunger in my eyes. Need to satisfy my soul, free my wild side. My wheels have been spinning like crazy in my head. Gotta get back to living before I forget. My sights are set where that green grass is. A good running start, get me. The weight of this world really gets me sometimes. There's a freedom inside me. I've been missing so much. Gonna keep